I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. Great to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. Thursday is a great day on the show because it's the day we get to visit with Wayne Allen Root, better known as War Now. His program every afternoon, 3 to 6, and from 5 until 6, he's on Newsmax Nationwide. And soon we're going to get him on Cox Cable. We got to do that. We've got to do that. Wayne Allen Root joins us. Wayne, you're also a columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal, where you have been very prolific. But what I notice is you're now starting to get the slings and arrows from readers that are questioning, well, everything about you.
Well, you know, listen, today I went after the Jewish vote. So, you know, I'm going to get a lot of slings and arrows because I'm just like Kanye, baby. I stir the drink. I'm the straw that stirs the drink. Just call me, from now on, just call me Kanye Goldstein.
Oh, I love that.
Because I'm the Kanye West of the Jews. And, you know, I can even understand why black people vote Democrat. I don't agree with it. I want to win them over. I think they should vote Republican, but I understand why, with their history and their lives and where they are right now at this moment and the brainwashing that the leaders have done, why a majority of blacks vote Democrat. I cannot understand for the life of me, and I am a Jew, why any Jew ever votes Democrat. There shouldn't be one Jew in America voting Democrat. So I'm going to be the most controversial guy in America when I say that. I understand why blacks vote Democrat. The fact that Jews vote Democrat is the biggest joke in the world. The fact is that, you know, Jews have a history of being persecuted by government. Don't Jews get it? It's government that is the bad guy. Government's the one that kills you and chases you out of the country and robs you, steals everything you've got, enslaves you, sticks you in concentration camps, enslaved you in Egypt, treated you horrible in Rome, killed you in Nazi Germany, Soviet Union pogroms. It's always government. So why would you come to America and support the party that wants big government? It makes no sense whatsoever, ever, 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 number one. And number two, Israel. Who loves Israel? Donald Trump and the Republican Party and evangelical Jews. And who doesn't love Israel? The Democratic Party. Who wants to let people into America, Muslim refugees, whose goal in life is to murder Jews? The Democratic Party. And last but not least, who are the most incredibly hardworking, educated students in the world? Jewish kids who are taught by their parents study hard, study day and night, get straight A's, and someday you can go to Harvard. My daughter did that, and she went to Harvard. Someone needs to tell these same kids, if you believe so much in immigration and illegal immigration and vote Democrat and you don't want a wall, then from now on, I think everyone in the world should get into Harvard. There's no reason to study. There's no reason to be picky about who gets into Harvard. You studied. Mary didn't. I think you both should go to Harvard. Let's see how Jewish kids who get straight A's, that work their butts off their whole lives, let's see if they understand that analogy.
I want to ask you, though, about the Kanye West statement about choice and about slavery, because I've sat in a room with three or four people, and I get three or four explanations from all across the political grid as to what it was he said, what was it he meant, and what is it we should take away from it. What did you hear from Kanye West?
Well, look, certainly if anyone, forget about Kanye, if anyone, anyone white, anyone black, anyone Jewish, anyone Christian, anyone who says someone wants to be a slave, obviously I disagree completely, 110%. Nobody thinks black people wanted to be slaves. They were, you know, I don't know if they had guns in those days, but certainly at sword point, they were put onto slave ships. I guess they had guns, but they were certainly, their lives were threatened to be put on slave ships. Then they were manacled down below. They had the most horrible trip in the world. Nobody's going to defend slavery. Slavery's awful. Slavery happened to Jews. It was awful. Slavery happened to blacks. It was awful. So you'll never get me on that one. Horrible, horrible thing, and the biggest stain in the history of America. So no, I don't agree that blacks chose slavery, but that I don't agree that's what Kanye meant. It's very clear that's not what he meant. He wasn't saying black people wanted to be slaves. He was saying that there's a mindset that if all you do is talk about it and think about it for 150 years, and today you're still mostly poor and complaining about it, then you have been enslaved in your mind with the idea of reparations and somebody owes me, and it's time to throw that nonsense in the garbage pail because you can't get on with your life if you worry about the past. I believe that was Kanye's point, and if it wasn't, then what he said was wrong. If it was, then Kanye and I agree exactly, and we should go off into the distance holding hands and screaming, power to the people.
Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Last night, blockbuster comments from Rudy Giuliani on Hannity and in other places, saying that President Trump repaid the money, the $130,000, for Stormy Daniels. What do you make of this? Does this open up a whole new can of worms, or does this lay to rest this whole notion that somehow there was a campaign violation?
Well, first of all, if you look at the headline on Drudge right now, Trump approval at 50%. Not only far above the moment he was elected, I believe he was at 44% approval when he was elected President of the United States. So he'd win in a romp now if he ran again. That's number one. Number two, it means he's the only president, I think, in history that's higher in his second year than his first year. That's impossible. Everybody starts out with great aspirations, great hopes. Everybody loves you. They don't know your flaws. And then as time goes on, they start to dislike you more and more. So your numbers go down. Only Trump's numbers go up. And number three, that's way higher than Obama was at this point in his presidency. So I think, you know, my next commentary, I'm going to spill the beans what my Sunday commentary is going to be for the RJ. Stormy, Stormy, Stormy. I want more Stormy. Please give me more Stormy. Stay on Stormy. 24 hours a day. If Democrats are this stupid, blind, and delusional, keep bringing up Stormy and porn stars and sex with Trump, because no one gives a flippin' frick. Nobody cares. Nobody who voted for Trump cares, and most of the people who didn't vote for Trump don't even care, other than, you know, obsessed Democrats who can't see beyond their own nose. They just don't understand that no one cares. Everybody knows Trump screwed Stormy. Everyone. I've said this from day one. Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels. Then she threatened him. He paid. It's called extortion. She's the bad person, not him. There is no crime. There is no crime committed by Donald Trump. There is no crime committed by a presidential candidate. He paid it personally. Rudy admitted it. I believe it was a brilliant move. It gets Trump completely off the hook. There's nothing they could do. It wasn't a campaign violation. Didn't come from his campaign. And Trump's claim is it had nothing to do with sex because I was paying her just to shut up so I could win the election. So it had nothing to do with actually having sex or not. You can't prove it ever happened. And it didn't come from Michael Cohen, so it had nothing to do with a campaign contribution. It was repaid by Trump. Trump personally, not the campaign. I think Rudy did what had to be done. He got it all out in the open at the same time. But here I am, Trump's biggest supporter, and I'll tell you right now, I believe he screwed Stormy Daniels, and I don't care. Keep talking about it while I talk about the economy and the caravan of illegals and the Muslims coming into the country who are destroying Germany and France and England, and I don't want them to destroy America. And I'm telling you, we are going to win this election in November by a decent margin, and in 2020, Trump in a landslide.
Wow. Wayne Allen Root joining us. More with Wayne Allen Root. We'll talk about the possibility of three hostages coming home. That is absolutely amazing stuff. We'll talk more about the caravan and a whole lot more as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
They got Tesla. We got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their schools' education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare, and I'll fight all tax increases, because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget, it's how liberals will bankrupt hard-working Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform, now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. Joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, as he does every Thursday, my friend, my leader, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. You can see him every afternoon beginning at 5 on Newsmax TV. And coming soon, I know they haven't announced it yet, but I'm going to personally get them to carry it on Cox because I need it. I need to see it. Wayne, let me ask you, the caravan finally arrived at our southern border, San Ysidro and other ports of entry. And now the question, what do we do with all these people?
What do we do with them? You kick them right back out of the country. That's what you do with them. You can't keep them.
Okay, wait a minute. Now think of the optics of a mother breastfeeding an infant child, being rejected, being told, we're going to put you on a plane back to Guatemala. What's that going to look like?
Why doesn't Guatemala want him? Why doesn't Guatemala take care of him? Why doesn't Mexico take care of him? What does it look like? I put it in campaign ads. The campaign ads have to show the Mexicans at the border saying, the Guatemalans cut in front of us. It's like a joke. It's like diamond thieves lined up in front of the diamond store, and they're all fighting each other. Who's the one that's going to be allowed to steal from the diamond store? Every single one of them in line is illegal. That makes them all criminals. They're all trying to break into America, and there was actually a report from the border that Mexicans lined up to get in are mad that the caravan jumped in front of them, and the Hondurans and the Guatemalans got in line in front of them and cut in line. Well, guess what? All illegals are cutting in line. What does it say, Kevin, to all the people who came to America legally and who waited in line for the last 20 years, or all the people who are waiting in other countries patiently to try and win our annual lottery? You mean you should lose your whole life goes by and you're 80 years old now, you waited 50 years, you never got into America, and anybody thinks it's fair that anyone, woman, child, whatever, just jumps in line and walks in illegally and thinks that's okay? Well, you gave up your whole life waiting to get in legally? Do you know how many people send me emails every day that say, Wayne, I married a woman from another country, she didn't come here illegally, I brought her into the country, she's waiting to become a citizen, it's been like 13 years and $50,000, and she is not a citizen yet, and these people think they could just walk in the country and live here the rest of their lives with no problem and no repercussions. Do you have any idea how many angry people there are about this? I'd ride this one right to winning every single thing you could win in every single election. I'm telling you, the American people don't like it, and this is a great issue, I think, for black Americans, too, because you're born in America, you're black, you're American, and money is being taken from you to give to foreigners who come here thinking they rightfully deserve the money and the kids in school and the free health care and the free Obama phones and the free contraception and the aid to dependent children and the housing allowances. That money could go to American citizens in need, and instead there isn't enough money to go around because you're letting illegals jump the line. Doesn't matter if they have kids. You can't jump the line. You don't have a right to walk past our border if you aren't an American citizen. Simple answer.
And by the way, that's a concept that even, school-age kids, on the playground understand, not cutting in line.
Yeah. I know. You can't do it. You just can't. But you can in America because liberals make it so, and that's the problem. Not only do you give money, can you imagine the idea that you'd spend legal fees on them, that the minute they get here, they get assigned a lawyer. My lawyers aren't free. And in New York City, Cuomo just put forth, to my knowledge, it's not a law yet. It's just a proposal. They haven't voted on it yet, I don't think. But I just read it the other day, a new proposal that basically says, every single illegal can get college for free, whereas the rest of us pay the full fare. This is insane. This reminds me of New York's tax laws. I constantly sit on I'm on my elliptical or my treadmill in the gym, and the TV's on, and there's an ad for the state of New York. Come to New York, and the first 10 years, no taxes for a business, right?
Yeah.
And I sit there, and I go, well, that's great for me, but what do New York businessmen think about that? I'm already in New York, and I got to pay the full tax, and you give somebody new no taxes for 10 years? Doesn't seem fair to me. Well, same thing with college. Why do my kids have to pay full fare, and you come illegally? It's 50 times worse than the business one. You come illegally, and the criminal gets his kids get free college while I'm paying the full bill.
Yeah.
This is all wrong, and it's unfair, and it's basically insanity. It's the destruction of your own country.
Well, and this is something we've tackled with Tesla and others, the idea of transferable tax credits that companies are actually selling. They're getting free tax credits here in the state of Nevada, and then they sell them to NV Energy or somebody like that.
It's also the gullibility of our politicians. Listen, you know, I'm a small businessman, so, you know, I might bring five employees. They'll never give me anything. And some Tesla comes along, and Tesla's CEO is a brilliant guy, and what does he say? He says, I've got, you know, 300,000 employees, and I'm going to bring 50,000 of them here to Nevada. And they fall for it, and they give him $2 billion worth of tax breaks, and he doesn't pay any taxes for the next 20 years. The whole thing's an absolute joke because Elon Musk is a great salesman. I won't go so far as to call him a scam artist, but there's a very fine line between a salesman and a scam artist. Elon Musk is right on that line. And I'm telling you, he has hoodwinked Brian Sandoval, and the entire Nevada legislature should be embarrassed because they gave him all this money. Tesla won't even be around. Article after article indicates that they are failing badly. This company won't be around for 20 years. Well, you've given them all this free stuff, and they've sold off their tax credits, and meanwhile, it's operating like a Ponzi scheme. How does Tesla operate? They make electric cars that nobody wants. They can't sell them, and they get the government to pay for them to produce the cars because it's good for the environment, but they can't get enough people to buy them to ever turn a profit. And in the meantime, every promise that Elon Musk makes fails, and next year he promises a much bigger promise. It fails, so the year after he promises an even bigger one. And in the meantime, he extorts governments all over the United States. Each state, he pits them against each other, and he extorts them for billions of dollars in tax credits, and that's how he stays in business. It's damn close to a scam and a Ponzi scheme, let me tell you.
Wow. In our final minute, where can folks find you? Where can folks see you?
You can watch me every night, 5 o'clock on Newsmax TV, either on DirecTV Channel 349 or Dish TV Channel 216. And you can call this phone number, 844, write this down, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. That number is Newsmax TV. You call them and they automatically connect you to the right department at Cox Cable to demand that you get Newsmax TV and Wayne Root on your TV at Cox Cable. So call that number, 844-500-6397. They connect you anywhere in the United States to whoever your local cable operator is and the right department so you can demand Newsmax TV. And, of course, you can listen to me every day, 3 to 6, right here on KBET, otherwise known as 790 AM, right after Kevin and Michael Savage is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 3 to 6 every day.
I love it. You have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
RootForAmerica.com. That's what we all do, Root for America.
There you go. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, joining us. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I tell you, that guy is so high energy. I mean, at the end of a segment, I'm like mentally and physically exhausted. He's so energized. I love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
and local now. Good to have you with us. By the way, my phone's blowing up that apparently somebody was wiretapping, law enforcement of some sort was wiretapping Michael Cohen, and that he apparently made a phone call to the White House. Hi, Jennifer. Yeah, did your daughter get the Girl Scout cookies? Yeah, did they arrive already? Okay, well, I'll come by and pick them up, or you can drop them by my office. I mean, this whole notion, oh my God, they're wiretapping Michael Cohen. This may be the smoking gun that Democrats and liberals have been looking for. By the way, did you see, let's go to cut three real quick, because this is Chris Farrell. He is with Judicial Watch, and we've had Judicial Watch people, Tom Fitton and others on the show many, many times. But he is the director of investigations. And you know what he's saying? He's saying Trump needs to be tough with special counsel Robert Mueller. Listen to Chris Farrell yesterday.
Mueller is doing everything he can in a political, quasi-legal way to destroy any possibility of Trump 2020. They know he's in office now. They know he's got a little over 2 years left. And they will do everything they possibly can to make sure it's a one-term presidency. That's the objective. And sadly, I think that Mr. Cobb, I don't know him personally. I don't claim to have any special inside knowledge. But I do have an impression, an informed opinion, that essentially Cobb was sort of slow motion negotiating an indictment of the president. And I think the president was not well served. I think the current moves to have a very aggressive posture to push back on Mr. Mueller is the only way to go, because trying to play nice is a losing hand.
Well, this has been a two-year investigation, almost a year with the FBI investigating so-called collusion with the special counsel for now almost a year. We're coming
with
right up on a year.
With zero to show.
So that's 2 years of investigation without an iota of evidence, without a crime being articulated on the part of the special counsel when it was formed. And the reality is, as we stand here right now, this president should not have to deal with a super authority that is a cancer on this constitutional republic. Who in the hell said the Congress has the power to create something called a special counsel that subsumes the prerogatives and powers and authorities of the presidency and that he has to sit here and just take it? It is ridiculous. And I'm not talking about firing Mueller. I'm not talking about any of that response. I'm saying get into court and challenge the constitutionality of this and do it now and do it every damn day until you find a judge and a court that is responsive to the interest of the nation.
Two things. One, legally, everything under the sun has to be challenged. Mueller needs to be told figuratively and literally drop dead in court, but also in Rudy Giuliani's own inimitable style. But in addition to that, there's got to be a campaign waged where the disparity of treatment with the whole Obama, Holder, Lynch, Clinton criminal enterprise that was conducted for 8 years, where that is exposed and where the disparity of treatment is shown, because that's what's most offensive.
That's Chris Farrell on with Lou Dobbs on Fox Business Network yesterday. And I found that incredibly interesting. The notion that instead of cowering, that what the president should do is actually play tough, play hardball with Robert Mueller.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Scott LaFada, and I'm running for lieutenant governor. I am one of you running to represent all of us. During my statewide Lincoln dinner tour, I have met with Republicans across our great state. I have listened to the bright voices and concerns of everyday Nevadans, business owners, senior citizens, veterans, and our elected county and municipal officials. The issues discussed have a common thread amongst us. Help grow the economy and bring in diverse new big business without using our precious tax dollars and the government picking winners and losers. We need less business stopping regulation and taxation and more help and nurturing of small business. Our goal to get our education system to first place, not last, as it has been in many cases. And we need to improve education in order to attract new leading-edge big global businesses, including technology, aerospace defense, and automotive. Together with my Nevada First agenda that addresses every one of these points, we can address these issues to move Nevada to a leadership position that every American and global business leader will take note of. Once again, I am Scott LaFada, and thank you for your support in electing me your next Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by LaFada for Nevada.
By the way, and it's something I meant to ask Wayne about, and I it just slipped my mind, and actually ran out of time, to be honest with you, was this whole notion of Corey Lewandowski, and is he headed back to the campaign? He helped run the early going of the Trump campaign. He has been a confidant to the president, and a lot of people believe he might be the next chief of staff, or he might end up being the chairman of the president's reelection campaign. Because I keep seeing him more and more out in the media. In fact, yesterday we played a clip of Corey Lewandowski. We got another one today. Here he was on CNN. I think yesterday he was on MSNBC. But he was on CNN. And what do the changes in the Trump legal team really mean to the defense of the president?
And when he said, "I may need to get involved!" exclamation point, what does he mean by get involved? If he doesn't mean, as you say, firing, whether it be Mueller or Rosenstein, what does he mean by getting involved?
What I think he means is he's going to have to encourage and or demand that the Department of Justice turn over the documents. And we have now seen this on more than one occasion. The Department of Justice refuses to give the information to Congress that has a legal authority to see it. And the president, it was reported, had to call in the Deputy Attorney General and tell him to turn over the documents to Congress. The media should be praising the president for his desire to make sure that all of the information is shared. And I don't understand why they're not.
The president, as you know, is replacing White House lawyer Ty Cobb with Emmett Flood, who, as you know, represented Bill Clinton during his own impeachment trial. Is that a signal, in your view, that the president fears that he might down the road face an impeachment proceeding?
No, I think the only way the president is going to face an impeachment proceeding is if the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives, which I think is their goal. Their goal is to take over the House of Representatives so they can move to impeach the president. But changing the attorney is probably par for the course when you have Rudy Giuliani. Mayor Giuliani is coming onto the legal team, and he is bringing his people in that he wants to work with to have a different look and a different opportunity to review the materials. That's very common.
I love Corey Lewandowski. I loved his book. He and David Bossie wrote the book, Letting Trump Be Trump. I thought it was a great book, but in the book, it proved to me that this is a guy of some stature. And he's incredibly talented when it comes to these campaigns. I want Corey Lewandowski to be a part of this operation, whether it be in the White House or in the campaign. And I have a feeling the president wants him there, too. I really do. Stick around. More to do. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. My name is Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
This is David Gibbs. I'm a 25-year Air Force veteran and the Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. As I meet folks across this district, I hear one recurring theme. Get the government out of our lives and out of our pocketbooks. As your congressman, those will be my guiding principles. Every vote I take will be based on how it affects you, how it improves your lives, and your ability to keep what you earn. My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote in the primary election on June 12th. Visit my website at gibbs4nevada.com. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for open seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan LaFever. Website Alan4NSCCC.com. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan LaFever is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan LaFever believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan LaFever. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan LaFever, to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan LaFever.
I'm Matt Hershkowitz. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. By the way, did you know that we are on the verge of remaking the Nevada State Supreme Court? Did you know that? And so many times we have cases that come to the Nevada State Supreme Court. We had a good example is the ESAs. Yeah, I mean all of this gets decided by the Nevada State Supreme Court, and they decided in their infinite wisdom that the concept of ESAs was fine, education savings accounts, but the way they were going to fund it. The way they were going to fund it was faulty. And that's what's brought us to that. So what's happening is they're going to be replacing three judges. Alan LaFever is going after an open seat on the Nevada State Supreme Court. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up top of the hour. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is this whole deal about Stormy Daniels, and for the life of me, it seems like we've been doing this for about 8 weeks now, and a lot of that may have to do with Michael Avenatti, who is the attorney of record for Stormy Daniels. We've got the big blockbuster last night that the president returned the money. It was not campaign money. Here is Michael Avenatti with, who was it, Ali Velshi of MSNBC, and the reaction to changes in the Trump legal team now that we know that a number of their attorneys have moved out, and people like Rudy Giuliani have moved in. Here's at Michael Avenatti last night with Ali Velshi.
There seems to be a seismic shift here. We seem to be abandoning the idea that the president is going to have a friendly conversation with Robert Mueller, and they're headed towards something else. He's just hired a guy who is an impeachment lawyer for Bill Clinton. What do you read into this?
Well, I think the likelihood of the president voluntarily sitting down for an interview or a statement under oath with Bob Mueller or anyone from his team is basically zero. At this point, based on my professional opinion and my years of experience in reading those questions and my understanding as to where things stand, I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he's ever going to voluntarily do that.
You may be the proof why, because you have been baiting the president and he takes the bait sometimes. He has made references to the payment and Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels a few times, even though his legal advice is not to do so, because he's responding to things that you have done or Stephanie Clifford has done.
I don't know if we're baiting him, but we're just doing our job. And I think thus far we're doing it well. And I don't think that he certainly is disciplined by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, Ali, when you have a litigant that's not disciplined in litigation and you have lawyers on the other side that are aggressive, whether it's our case or Bob Mueller and his team, that makes for a very, very bad situation for the individual that's not disciplined. And I think that sooner or later, that's going to pose a problem.
That was Michael Avenatti with Ali Velshi on MSNBC. Now, simply put, Michael Avenatti is running out of court cases, because I happen to think his defamation of character, his defamation suit against the president is going to be thrown out of court. And I think his defamation suit against Michael Cohen will also probably be thrown out of court. I'm not an attorney, but there's just no logic to it. Now, of course, you've got Rudy Giuliani coming out last night on Hannity. And I love this. Avenatti is calling for, quote, serious consequences, unquote. What the hell does that mean? For President Trump, after his new lawyer says the president reimbursed his personal fixer in quotes, for a $130,000 payment to the porn actress. This is a stunning revelation, says Michael Avenatti. Mr. Trump evidently has participated in a felony, and there must be serious consequences for his conduct and his lies and deception to the American people. Trump's new lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the president repaid attorney Michael Cohen for a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump has told reporters, but I don't think the reporters ever have him under oath. So I don't think there's any lying to the media is okay. Trump has told reporters he was not aware of the payment and that he didn't know where Cohen had gotten the money. Well, Giuliani has made that clear that he did know. So what are you going to do? Arrest him? Haul him up on charges of lying to the media? That's not the same as lying to Congress or lying to the FBI. It's just not. This whole thing is just driving me nuts. And by the way, we keep thinking that the president, you know, or at least liberals are hoping and praying that the president did something that would be an impeachable offense. But this all comes down to, and I think Rudy Giuliani said it best last night, that this is all about what happens in the House. And that's why the House of Representatives, CD3, CD4, are so vitally important. This could be the difference maker. What is it? The Dems need to turn over 23 seats? And there are something like 47 resignations? Open seats that are going to be out there waiting to be taken. That's what I think this comes down to. You know, whether the House stays red or if it goes blue. And if it goes blue, I think Paul Ryan has said it exactly right. You're going to see gridlock the way you've never seen it before. You're going to see investigation after investigation after investigation. That's what's going to happen if the House turns blue. The chances of the Senate turning blue, I think, are not quite as good. But it means that you probably will have an impeachment. And that's why it's so important. May 26th, that's the beginning of early voting. May 26th, followed by June 12th, which is Election Day. But don't wait till Election Day. Make sure that you vote early. And you can do that beginning May 26th.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, my name is Brent Jones. I am running for Lieutenant Governor. Today, Nevada is experiencing the negative consequences of a liberal agenda that is, one, constantly hunting for more of your hard-earned tax dollars, two, harming our children with a failed school system that is indoctrinating them with socialistic propaganda, three, aggressively pushing to grab and take away your gun rights, four, flooding our state with illegal aliens that are draining our valuable resources, and five, abusing the election system to further push through the liberal agenda. We must not allow them to ruin our state and become Sanctuary California East. As your former assemblyman, I have a proven track record of standing up to the establishment and of voting against the liberal agenda. I did not and will not succumb to the Nevada swamp that is constantly pushing for even larger government and control over your life and personal liberties. Because I listened to you, I was the first elected official to publicly endorse Donald Trump. You told me, as a successful businessman, he gets it. He wasn't just another lying politician saying anything to get your vote. I stand with our president, and I will stand with you. I will fight the good fight. Together, we can and will take Nevada back. For more information, go to VoteBrentJones.com. That's VoteBrentJones.com, paid for by Vote Brent Jones.
And by the way, in the lamestream media, you may have missed it, but students from across the nation, and I'm guessing here across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, walked out of classes across the U.S. to show support for gun rights. Students were participating in the, quote, Stand for the Second, unquote, a pro-Second Amendment demonstration. Students were walking out at 10 a.m. yesterday, local time. They observed 16 minutes of silence. That's 1 minute less than the demonstrators observed during the national school walkout to protest gun violence in honor of the 17 killed in Parkland, Florida. Quote, we have not ignored the huge movement of our peers against these fundamental human rights and liberties, but the American people must know not all of our generation shares in the short-sighted destruction of our Constitution. That's what the event's official website said yesterday. Coming up, we're going to talk about judges. Yeah, we'll do that and more coming up. The state Supreme Court is being essentially reordered. We've got vacancies, and that means new blood. We'll talk about that. Alan LeFever is running for the Nevada State Supreme Court. That's next, live and local, now.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. This election is about you. It's about your pocketbook, putting food on your table and a roof over your and your children's heads. It's about removing barriers so that you can save for your retirement and for your children's education. As your congressman, I will decide every vote I make based on these guiding principles. How does it affect you? What does it mean for Nevada's families? My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote on June 12th. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.